You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Illinois State University School of Theater and Dance presents the Spring Dance Concert, April 21st and 22nd at 7:30 p.m. and on the 23rd at 2 and 7:30 p.m. ISU's Darby Wilde is the artistic director of the show, which she says is being staged in Westhoff Theater, a particular space that is a great learning tool for the dancers. That's because it's a thrust stage.
They have an audience on three sides, and so there is no hiding. You are on every moment of every work you're in, and the audience is in such close proximity that we find that the dancers have to really dig deep to find that performance presence. And many of the dancers will go on to perform in different spaces, but most like Westhoff. And so we find that it's not only been an exciting experience to create thrust works, but also a great experience for the dancers to get to learn that, experience it. We sold out last spring, so let's see what happens this spring.
Well, let's talk about the concert going on the 21st through the 23rd. Do you have a particular theme for this?
There is no theme in accordance with the way dance concerts run in the professional world. Because we have a group of choreographers that come together, I'm the artistic director of the concert that looks at the overall artistic quality. However, we have two guest artists on this concert. We have three faculty on this concert who choreograph and direct their own works. So to not limit them, we have not put a theme on it other than it's the spring dance concert.
Well, tell me about your guest artists.
The first guest artist we had in, he's an alumni of Illinois State. He is Chris Morosi. He earned his master's degree in psychology, but danced in the dance program when he was here. He's currently dancing professionally in Chicago and working on his PhD in psychology.
Wow.
And so he came in and worked over a frenzied weekend with our students, and he created a work that is his sort of his look at psychology in a movement form.
Interesting. So he's taking what he's studying and he's choreographing around it.
Absolutely. His work is entitled Unaccounted Variables. And it sort of looks at how the dancers are data to begin with, and then in another section of the work, they become more individual. We have one other guest, a choreographer. His name is Michael Richman. He came to us from New York City. He stayed a week with us, and he currently dances professionally with the Sean Curran Company in New York. He came and set a work entitled Hell is Other People. It is.
Jean-Paul Sartre said that, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
I thought so.
It is very much inspired by the play No Exit. He used guided improvisation to create this world that is perhaps the first people who arrived in hell. Very comical, just a really great experience for our dancers to learn this 9-minute work in about 4 days.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yes, it was. Very different movement style. They had to really create and come up with movement on their own in that improvisational-based style. So it challenged them in a lot of ways. We have two contemporary works by Sarah Simonis. One of her works is entitled Beside Myself, and the other work, which is her new work this semester, is entitled Pages Turned. It is a very athletic trio. In addition, we have a more classical work by Greg Merriman entitled My Mother Warned Me About that also has a little bit of a fun edge to it. My work this semester is called Moving Mandala. It is more of a sculptural work that also incorporates using live projection of the dancers on stage.
When your students graduate, do most of them go on to professional dance careers with the dance companies around the world, or do they go on to teach?
You know, we have the only dance teacher education program in the state of Illinois. And so we have a very select group of students who study dance teacher education. They also are in this concert. There's not a line drawn there. They have those opportunities as well. When they graduate, they definitely get placed in jobs because they are highly sought after. In terms of the dance performance majors, many of them go on to teach, many of them go on to perform and choreograph and create jobs that they are really interested in having. I think one of the things I'm most proud about our program is that we don't turn out cookie cutter type dancers. We turn out dancers who create lives that they want to live. And by doing so, they inhabit the art form in their own unique way.
That's Darby Wilde from the Illinois State University School of Theater and Dance. The Spring Dance Concert is April 21st and 22nd at 7:30 p.m. and on the 23rd at 2 and 7:30 p.m. in Westhoff Theater. I'm Laura Kennedy.